on Holy Communion. Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. John 6:54. The following is from Italian Dominican Matthew de Castillo. It is the opinion of St. Thomas and of all subsequent theologians that venial sins are remitted by the power of the sacrament of Holy Communion if received in a state of grace. Pope Innocent goes further than this, for he assures us that a fervent communion will prevent us from falling into mortal sin, inasmuch as it enables us to keep in a state of grace. Because, says the saintly doctor, as corporeal nourishment strengthens the system and renews fresh vigor in the body, so in like manner, the constant use of the spiritual food, Holy Communion, imparts a strength of will, which before was weakened by sensuality or by venial sins. To this may be added that, as habitual venial sin decreases the fervor of charity, therefore, in order to renew and re-enkindle our devotion, nothing is more beneficial, no cure more certain, than the devout reception of Holy Communion. It is a daily remedy against our daily infirmities, so says St. Ambrose. St. Bernard says, if there be any among you who has experienced a change of heart and will, if you have no innate desire for or delight in the things of this world, if anger, envy, sensuality, or any other vice should be deadened in you, if these do not tempt you, or if they do not disturb your mind or conscience, do not be vainglorious in these victories, but return thanks to Jesus in his sacrament of love, because the virtue of this sacrament will work within you. It is the strength and power of this adorable sacrament which has transformed many a worldly man to a fervent servant of God. To those who, after Holy Communion, fall soon into mortal sin, I implore them to consider with what zeal the Holy Fathers have inveighed against such relapses, and in what terms they speak of the awful consequences resulting therefrom. To return after receiving communion to your former state of sin is, they say, to profane the temple of the Holy Ghost, to dishonor the mystical body of Jesus Christ. It is to follow the example of Judas, to betray him and to deliver him up to his enemies. The body of Christ has been entrusted to you, says St. Athanasius. You are his temple, and he dwells within you. You have become a member of his body. Treat him with respectful love, and do not betray him as Judas did. In many passages, St. John Chrysostom has displayed his eloquence when he strongly recommended purity of life after the reception of Holy Communion, and when he represents to his flock the enormous sin committed by those who easily return to their former state of tepidity. The following is from French Jesuit Luc Valbert. O my divine Savior, how sorely grieved am I when I think how unworthy I am, and how I have hitherto abused thy excessive goodness. How often have I wandered from thee, I who have been more debased, more ungrateful than the prodigal son. But if I have imitated him in his folly, I, following his example, return to you, overwhelmed with shame, and I hope that you will receive me with the same tenderness as his father received him. I could say indeed with more truth that I do not deserve to be treated as one of your children. But I know your tender heart, and since you have deigned to will that I should partake of the bread of angels, I dare to believe that thou wilt look on me and receive me as one of thy servants. The following is from St. Cyprian. We ask for daily bread for fear that being deprived of it and by not receiving it in Holy Communion, we should be deprived of the mystical body of Christ. He who abstains from receiving Holy Communion and separates himself from the body of the Lord has much reason to fear, for he withdraws himself at the same time from eternal salvation. For does not Christ say, unless you eat of the Son of Man, you shall not have life in you?